Reading from Matthew chapter 1, 18 through 24. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. He will save, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home to be his wife.
The moment our children are born into our lives, we are forever changed, aren't we? We're no longer just responsible for ourselves, not even just responsible for helping the capable adults that we've married. We are responsible for another human being. We're not responsible, we've become responsible for someone who has been born into this world who knows nothing about the world they've come into. We have to teach them how to speak, how to walk, how to take care of themselves, how to know right from wrong, how the world works, how relationships work. We have to teach them how to be a complete human being. And for fathers in the ancient Near East, Joseph's condition, they specifically were tasked with the spiritual direction of their children, especially their sons. And so when the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, it wasn't just to tell him, "Look, this is the way it's going to be." He was tasked with the responsibility of teaching this miraculous child of God about God. It's my responsibility as a father, in Joseph's here, to teach the Son of God about who God is. It was just another bold and daring risk on the part of God to take his plans, to place his plans for the redemption of the world into the hands of a broken, fallible human being. God said, "My plans are to save all of humanity from all their iniquity, from all of their sins, from all the brokenness and heartache that they bring upon themselves and on one another. It's my task to save them from that. And in order to accomplish that task, I'm going to task this guy." I mean, just a man like you or like me, just some guy. "I want you to raise my son to know me." It shows the level of commitment for God to us. But fathers, from our vantage point, looking at this through Joseph's eyes, what a heavy responsibility that he agreed to undertake. That Joseph loved not only the son enough to raise him, not only Mary enough to marry her, but he loved God enough to say, "I'll do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know if I can do it right, but I'm going to do it." What a statement of faith. What a statement of commitment. What a statement of love on the part of Joseph.